New York was one of the first states to institute long, mandatory sentences for drug offenses. Those laws were influential, so it's notable that yesterday the state legislature voted to reduce them. NPR's Margot Adler says reforming the law was not easy.
The drug statutes that have been called the Rockefeller drug laws were enacted in 1973 and named for liberal Republican Governor Nelson Rockefeller. Robert Ganji, executive director of the Correctional Association of New York, a nonprofit prison monitoring and advocacy group, says Rockefeller was an ambitious man who wanted to run for president.
Saw very clearly that his party was swinging to the right and that the only way that he could move up the ranks and credibly run for national office as a Republican was to also move toward the right. So his pushing through the Rockefeller drug laws in 1973 was a way of earning his law enforcement stripes.
Heroin was the major drug concern at the time, but most addicts were simply put in drug treatment programs. With the laws enacted, the prison population began to rise. Then in the 1980s, with the crack cocaine epidemic, arrests, convictions, and long sentences multiplied, and many cities and states followed New York, creating long mandatory sentences, even for low-level first offenders. Now nearly a third of New York's 65,000 prisoners are jailed for drug-related crimes. Support for the laws was seen as being tough on crime. Here is New York State Senator Dale Volcker talking to NPR in 1998 on the 25th anniversary of the laws.
We have had a tremendous decline in drug arrests and in violence in this state. I think that the severe sentencing statutes of this state and in this whole country have been very successful, and that's a major reason why the crime rate's declining all over the place.
But on Tuesday, Volcker was brokering a compromise and supporting reduced sentences for drug crimes. He says with crime down, it's time for a more realistic sentencing structure. Drug reform advocates say many legislators in Albany told them privately for years that sentences were draconian and they were sympathetic to reform, but believed that being labeled soft on crime was political suicide. But in 1995, George Pataki, a new New York governor with a strong record of supporting the death penalty and being tough on crime, came out for reform. He put forward legislation that didn't pass, and he mentioned reform time after time in his State of the State address. Here he is in 2002.
Let's reform the outdated Rockefeller drug laws, and let's do it this year.
Pataki clearly opened up the issue politically. Then there was concerted grassroots action, demonstrations all over New York by family members and organizations with names like Mothers of the Disappeared, ads by hip-hop performers like this one.
Yo, what's up? This is Rev Run, and they're putting people in jail unfairly because of the Rockefeller drug laws. This is crazy whack.
And there have been hundreds of stories like this woman, who wrote a book about her experience of serving more than 16 years for selling 4 ounces of cocaine.
My name is Elaine Bartlett, and I consider myself a survivor of the Rockefeller drug laws.
The grassroots movement had an effect. In the last few years, polls have shown majorities favoring reform or repeal of the drug laws. Many major newspapers, even the usually conservative New York Post, have had editorials calling for an overhaul. And in September's Democratic primary, Albany County DA Paul Klein, a strong proponent of the laws, was defeated by a candidate who specifically targeted the drug laws in his campaign. Robert Ganji of the Correctional Association says it was a wake-up call for some.
It was the first time an elected official went down to defeat because of their identification with these laws.
Under the new legislation, convictions that received 15 years to life will now get a sentence between 8 and 20 years. The rollback is part of a national trend which many states have carried further than New York, providing drug treatment options or giving judges discretion. But drug reform advocates say New York's reform bill doesn't provide such options. It leaves mandatory sentencing intact and continues to focus on the amount of drugs sold, not the offender's role in the drug enterprise. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.